David, Ephesians 5, Paul is building on the how-tos, and I feel that he actually begins to get even more specific. He begins to talk about very specific things. And how to walk into submission, how to... submission is one of those things which is enables people to walk together.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have a very bad opinion of submission. That's because you don't understand it. I'm not trying to be rude, but biblical submission is a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing. And if you think that submission is about control and oppression, then you don't understand it, because there's no way, because we are the body of Christ, are in submission to Jesus, and there's no way he is being oppressive or hard or controlled.
He's
the most loving. But he begins to say that in order for these relationships to work, how do we make them work?
Yeah.
And he begins to speak about, you know, masters and this and their servants. And he begins to speak husbands and wives.
And morality and greed as well. And even coarse language, no swearing. You know?
Yeah, so he gets very particular here. So now listen to some very particular teaching and also some keys on how we make that work together.
Okay.
Therefore, imitate God as his dear children and live a life of love, following the example of the Christ who loved you and gave himself for you as an offering and a sacrifice to God that should be fragrant and acceptable. As for unchastity and every kind of impurity or greed, do not let them even be mentioned among you, as befits Christ's people, nor shameful conduct, nor foolish talk or jesting, for they are wholly out of place among you, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you may be sure, that no one who was unchaste or impure or greedy of gain, for to be greedy of gain is idolatry, has any place awaiting him in the kingdom of Christ and God. Do not let anyone deceive you with specious arguments. Those are the sins that bring down the wrath of God upon the disobedient. Therefore have nothing to do with such people. For although you were once in darkness, now by your union with the Lord, you are in the light. Live as children of light. For the outcome of life in the light may be seen in every form of goodness, righteousness, and sincerity, always trying to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in deeds of darkness, from which no good can come. On the contrary, expose them. It is degrading even to speak of the things continually done by them in secret. All such actions, when exposed, have their true character made manifest by the light. For everything that has its true character made manifest is clear as light. And that is why it is said, "Sleeper, awake, arise from the dead, and the Christ shall give thee light." Take great care then how you live, not unwisely, but wisely, making the most of every opportunity. For these are evil days. Therefore do not grow thoughtless, but try to understand what the Lord's will is. Do not drink wine to excess, for that leads to profligacy. But seek to be filled with the Spirit of God, and speak to one another in psalms and hymns and sacred songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. Always give thanks for everything to our God and Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submit to one another from reverence for him. Wives should submit to their husbands as submitting to the Lord. For a man is the head of his wife, as the Christ is the head of the church, being indeed himself the Saviour of his body. But as the church submits to the Christ, so also should wives submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as the Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, to make her holy, after purifying her by the washing with the water, according to his promise, so that he might himself bring the church in all her beauty into his own presence, with no spot or wrinkle or blemish of any kind, but that she might be holy and faultless. That is how husbands ought to love their wives, as if they were their own bodies. A man who loves his wife is really loving himself, for no one ever yet hated his own body. But everyone feeds his body and cares for it, just as the Christ for the church, for we are members of his body. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the man and his wife shall become one. In this there is a profound truth. I am speaking of Christ and his church. However, for you individually, let each love his wife as if she were himself. And the wife, be careful to respect her husband.